but it is the final regular season game of the 2015 season for our Lowndes High Vikings. We are at Gene Brody Field in Tifton. As I'm looking down on the field, both teams have been out there on the field. Tift County now is really kind of taken over. Lowndes had gone back in. They're coming out. And I look down on the field. We got Taylor Biddle. I was going to say Marty Rogers. Taylor Biddle's on the field tonight as Marty Rogers is absent tonight. So we're going to go down to the field, get Taylor's take on how it looks down there tonight, and we'll be going to our coaches' interviews pretty soon as well.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
A little different perspective for me tonight. Instead of looking down on the field, I get to look up at you guys. But good atmosphere here, and crowd's starting to fill in nicely. One thing I did want to point out tonight, first time playing on natural turf.
Yeah, it really is. We talked about that a little bit. Tifton is the turf capital of the world, so they would never go to sprint turf. They'll always be on natural grass.
Yeah, but the team is making their way out onto the field, and Tift County has been out for a while in full pads. We were not out, went back in and got in full pads, and the crowd's starting to fill in real nicely. The weather is beautiful. Don't think you're going to need a jacket tonight, and I don't think you need any kind of rain protection tonight, so it should be a good ball game. Good night for high school football.
Well, Taylor, we'll talk a little bit more about it here in the Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kickoff, but it's a must-win situation for the Vikings tonight. You could get into the playoffs with a loss, but the scenarios are so crazy. You need to win, put yourself in the driver's seat, and then let the chips fall where they may. So this is a game that means a lot to really both teams.
Yeah, I think the only team in our region that's in the three or four spot there that controls their own destiny is Valdosta. They win tonight,
yep.
They're in no matter what else happens. We win tonight, we need some chips to fall the right way. And we lose tonight, we really need some chips to fall the right way. But we want to get the win tonight and hopefully assure ourselves a playoff spot.
Yeah, we really do. And we'll talk more about that as the show goes on tonight. Hopefully we'll get under control of this ball game and be able to talk about that early. But this is a very good football team of the Tift County Blue Devils. I know you're going to be looking for Coach Ashley Anders, the head coach of the Tift County Blue Devils. We'll go ahead and get that Traditions Flooring coach's interview as soon as you can get Coach Anders. And I believe you got him there right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill, got Coach Ashley Anders here with me. Coach, congratulations being your first year here at Tift County as the head coach. What has that been look like for you? How the team rallied around you as the first year head coach?
I tell you what, it's been an awesome experience. You know, I couldn't ask for a better place to be and coach such a great group of guys and have, you know, assistant coaches that, man, that I thank the world of.
Well, most of the people in Lowndes County are very familiar with you. You spent a bunch of time at DSU at the collegiate level and then moved on a little higher into D1. But this is your first time as a head coach in Region 1, several years in coaching now. How does that compare to the college level, Coach?
Well, you know, I think, you know, they're kind of two different extremes. But, man, there's nothing like South Georgia football, you know, on Friday nights. And, you know, having the opportunity to come back to South Georgia and, in my opinion, you know, have the honor to coach in this region, which is, I think is the best region in the state, maybe even in the country. It's been very great.
Absolutely, Coach. This is your Blue Devil team tonight, and you've got some offensive firepower with a sophomore quarterback Griffin Collier. He throws it really good, and you got a good receiving core with Merriweather and a running back at Barry Bennett. Has that been a good recipe for you so far for success this year?
Yeah, you know, Griffin's done an outstanding job for us. You know, he's a 10th grader. He's young. I've seen him grow as the years gone on, and he's been able to take more and more of the offense and, you know, having guys like R.J. Merriweather and Barry Bennett that he can throw and hand the ball off to takes a little bit of the pressure off him.
Absolutely. Who else do we need to be keeping an eye on tonight on that offense, Coach?
You know, I tell you what, I've been extremely proud of our defensive line. It's senior-oriented. You know, we have three of our four defensive linemen, you know, are seniors, and they've been solid all year long. I'm real excited about the younger guys that we have on the team. You know, we're starting seven sophomores. We'll start seven sophomores tonight and done that for the last 2 weeks, and those young guys are starting to blossom a little bit as well.
Absolutely, Coach. Neither team tonight has clinched a playoff spot. What's it been like in your locker room tonight, knowing that these guys have to win a ball game and knowing that Lowndes has to win a ball game?
Well, you know, I think that just makes for great competition. You know, I know that we'll get Lowndes' best effort, and I feel like Lowndes will get ours too. So it'll be a great football game.
Coach, appreciate you spending time with us. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Taylor and Coach Ashley Anders, for that Traditions Flooring coaches interview. I know we'll get Coach Randy McPherson a little bit later on, but just to kind of keep where we were going, Taylor, we were talking about just the quality of these two teams and really how much is on the line for both of them, because Tift County, even 0-4 right now in the region, is not eliminated from playoffs.
Now, Bill, it's going to take some crazy losses by some people and points scored and all that stuff, but mathematically it's my understanding that they're not out yet. But both teams are fighting, and both teams want to win no matter what, or they're going to be turning equipment in on Monday.
And, you know, that's the sad part, is that this is the final regular season game, and for one of these teams, most likely they're going to have to, as you say, put the equipment up come Monday. And I know from last year and 2006, my part of being in this broadcast, I don't like finishing with only 10 games.
We're very familiar last year. We were in the same situation last year. Needed to get a win against Tift County to make the playoffs. They took us to overtime and got the victory, and they moved on to the playoffs. And we were watching the last 5 weeks of football starting that first week at home. So let me try to get Coach McPherson if he is available now.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know you're going to take just a minute and see if you can get him. I know he's got other things going on. We'll try and catch him here in just a few minutes. If he's going to come down and kind of watch a little bit of Tift County, this is a team that's got to intrigue him and how well they've come on here late in the season.
Bill, I do have Coach McPherson now for our Traditions Flooring and Coaches interview. Coach, after a big emotional loss last week against our crosstown rival, how's your team responding to practice?
We've had a really good week of practice. You know, the kids come out and trying to get better. Trying to win this one.
Yes, sir. It's no secret that the Vikings need to win tonight, Coach, to make the playoffs. If we lose, we got to rely on some other people. How has that entered into your players' mind, and what's their mentality tonight in that realm?
I mean, they know the deal. We need to win the game.
We've talked all this year about your senior class, Coach. This could possibly be their last game tonight. We don't want that to happen, but how important has this senior class been to you, Coach?
Really special group of guys. You know, they're all fantastic students, you know, good citizens, and good football players, you know, and they don't want to go out tonight. You know, we want to keep playing.
Absolutely, Coach. Offensively tonight for the Vikings, what is going to be key for us tonight to move the ball against Tifton?
We're going to have to be able to run the ball.
Speaking of running the ball, we're going to see any changes maybe in the backfield offensively?
Well, we got three running backs. You know, we're going to play all three of them, but we're going to go with the one who's got a hot hand.
Absolutely. Tift County seems to might have found their rhythm under their sophomore quarterback. They put some points on the board this season. What do we need to do defensively to stop the Tift County Blue Devils tonight?
We got to eliminate the big plays, you know. They're a big play offense. And we're going to have to slow down the run. Number 32 is a real good running back.
Health-wise tonight, how are we health-wise?
100%.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Taylor, for that Traditions Flooring Coaches interview. And I kind of chuckled in the background. You may have heard me, because Randy is business tonight. It seems that way just from he very short answers. He's just ready to get this game going.
Yeah, anytime your back's against the wall and you got to win, I think that's going to bring the focus of everybody. And the coaching staff got a chance to talk to offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator tonight, and both of them said we had a good week at practice despite the loss last week to Valdosta. And, you know, that's all we can ask for. Is I think these coaches have got the focus. We got to relay that into the boys being focused tonight. And we talked last week about how important that it was for the team to settle into a groove fast. And I think Valdosta did a good job of that, settling into a groove pretty fast. And we just didn't. We didn't get into a groove really at all, I thought, offensively or defensively. Whoever's going to do that tonight is probably going to be tough to stop.
Well, now, you've got a great vantage point down there on the field, a little different, as you said, from what you normally see. You say the crowd's kind of coming in, but if you look to your left, the Tift County Blue Devil Band is on this side of the field, and, you know, kind of wonder how that affects visiting teams and so forth. That's very unusual.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to Coach Shores about that specific thing there, too. And he said, you know, it's going to play a whole different realm of coaching for him. You know, when you get down on the 20-yard line or 25-yard line inside the coaching box and the band for Tift County is right there in your ear, what is that going to do maybe when you're on a goal trying to make a goal line stand? So Lounge Band is going to be on the field house side. And the Tift County Band is going to be down there where that pesky little cannon is they like to scare everybody with.
Well, we were riding down together, and you reminded us that, hey, if Tift County scores, everybody be prepared for that big, loud cannon.
Yeah, it's preloaded. I don't know if you know that, but it's preloaded, so there'll at least be one shot tonight. If they don't score any points, that cannon will go off at the end of the game. That's what we're all hoping for, but it never fails every year. I know it's coming, and everybody in the stands knows it's coming, and that dadgum cannon goes off, and it makes you almost have a heart attack.
It really does. This is a great atmosphere. The Brody Field, we called it the Devil's Den back in my day, and it was one of those things that it was just a great atmosphere to play in. This stadium, it probably rivals Lowndes and Valdosta as far as size. It's a great field, kind of down in a bowl, if you will, and just a lot of great atmosphere. Tipton as a whole is a big football town, and they're excited about their football team rallying around Coach Ashley Anders. So, you know, I'm thinking you're going to get a great experience down there on the field tonight.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to Coach Anders a little bit off air, and this team has got some excitement. I think some money's starting to flow back in, some crowd support starting to flow back into Tipton County. They brought back what I know is near and dear to your heart, Bill, on their uniforms, the droopy tee.
Yeah.
Got away from the pitchforks on the helmet. So, you know, that although it's kind of cheesy sometimes, that's sometimes important to motivate kids and fans as well.
Yeah, before we take our first break tonight, I did want to mention this game has got a lot of history. As I was going back preparing for this game yesterday and the day before, this is the 50th meeting between the Lowndes High Vikings and the Tift County Blue Devils. They have played, like I said tonight, the 50th time. They played 49 times. Lowndes leads the series 26-23. And if you go back, because they've only played in 47 years, there were 2 years that they played each other twice. In 1980, Lowndes played Tift County, beat them twice, and went on to win the state championship. In 1983, the Tift County Blue Devils played our Vikings twice and won the game, both of those games, and went on to win their state championship. So a lot of history between the Lowndes High Vikings and the Tift County Blue Devils. And over the years, coaches have known each other. They have become friends. We go back to Joe Wilson, Gene Brody. We're always good friends. And even now, Ashley Anders and Coach Randy McPherson, good friends. So just a great rivalry tonight. We'll talk more about that as we go on. I want to thank you for joining us here on the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. We're going to take a two-minute break now. When we come back, we'll talk about our Traditions Flooring Impact Players. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. We're live here at Brody Field in Tipton, Georgia, as our Lowndes High Vikings get ready to take on the Tift County Blue Devils in game number 10 of the 2015 season. Let's go down to the field. Taylor Biddle, let's talk about our Traditions Flooring Impact Players tonight.
Yeah, I want to thank Traditions Flooring for sponsoring this segment tonight. I want to start on the offensive side of the ball for the Tift County Blue Devils. It's no secret, number 32, Barry Bennett. Coach Anders mentioned him in the pregame interview. Number 32, he is one of their leaders on the team. He is a senior running back, 133 carries for 578 yards. He's number 2 in the region. Every time he touches the ball, that's a 4.3 average, and he's got 13 rushing touchdowns. So if we don't contain Bennett tonight, it's going to be tough for us to win.
Yeah, it really will. Offensively for Tift County, I'm going to be looking no further than their quarterback, sophomore, number 10, Griffin Collier. On the season, he's got 99 passes for 150 out of 159 for 1,366 yards, 17 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. But a key to this is he did not start the season, Taylor. It was Brant Watson, a senior, who started the season and threw the first couple of games. But Griffin Collier came in, and that sophomore and his abilities just took over. And they began to play better and better. And, of course, last week, I think it's no secret, they gave Colquitt County all they wanted. And Griffin Collier was the guy who led it. He was just short of getting a single game yardage record for Tift County here. And he did a great job. So he's going to be my impact player tonight for the Tift County Blue Devils, Griffin Collier.
Yeah, Bill, I got to agree with you there. I think this team is really rallying around the sophomore. He looks good. He does not look like a sophomore when you watch him on the field in warm-up. He's very poised. And
is he left-handed?
He is a lefty. So a little bit different look for us. The ball kind of comes in differently from receivers. So that's something to keep an eye on. Defensively, trying to defend Mr. Collier tonight for the Lowndes High Vikings, I'm going to go with number 1, Michael Barrett. He has just become the leading tackler on the team for the Vikings after last week. He's a sophomore, 200 pounds, 6 foot, Like I said, he's a leading tackler, 39 tackles. Six of those have been for loss. He has two interceptions on the season. One of those was last week against the Valdosta Wildcats, and he does have a fumble recovery. Michael Barrett tonight has got to show some poise when he's on defense. And did you know what I said? When he's on defense?
Yeah.
That's because I've been told that we're going to see a lot of Michael Barrett tonight on the offensive side of the ball. And when I say a lot, I'm being told it's going to be a lot on the offensive side of the ball for Barrett.
Well, he's such an athlete. You can't not put him out there when you've got the opportunity. So, again, I think that's a great choice. I think defensively for us, there's so many guys that we can choose from. I mean, I could go down the list here. Tyson Harris, Koishon Roberts, and Herschel Brookings, and just so many. But I tell you, there's a young guy that's really lately starting to come on, and that's number 12, Fred Stewart, defensive back, 5'11", 175 pounds, only a sophomore. But his playing ability has taken another level just in these last two or three games. And I think tonight he's going to be that impact that we're going to need defensively. Fred Stewart, we called his name and number a lot last week, and I believe he's going to make an impact tonight. So he is my Traditions Flooring impact player for the Lowndes High defense.
Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings, Bill, it seems like we live or die by this group of guys, our offensive line. One game it looks like we can run it down anybody's throat and pass it down anybody's throat. And then you look at some games and we struggle with high snaps, or we struggle with opening holes and protection of Austin Dixon. Number 54, Parker Metcalf. Number 74, Tariq Adams. Number 55, Tucker Barnes. Number 75, Nate Lee. Another little curveball for all you fans maybe listening or on your way up. Number 81, Brandon Buford. That has not been his number all season. The reason for that is we need a guy to back up Gabe Neighbors, excuse me, when he's in at the tight end. And Brandon Buford is a great athlete for us. He is 6'4", 240 pounds. The thing about it is, Bill, nobody has seen him on film as number 81.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on that offensive line group tonight. They're going to be very critical for us to have success against Tift County, who is very good defensively.
Well, I look at that offense for the Lowndes High Vikings, and of course you got to talk about Austin Dixon. You got to talk about number 33, Desmond Copeland. Number 11, Boogie Cammon. There's just so many names out there that make impacts. But I think tonight, after watching last week, seeing the availability of number 85, Dylan Presley, he was wide open on a lot of occasions. And I think if they study that film and go back to it, that's going to be a situation that hopefully they're going to be able to look at tonight. Look to the other side of the field. Find number 85. He's a great possession receiver. He's shown us he can make the long catch, too, and even run a long pass play down for a touchdown. So tonight, number 85, Dylan Presley, is going to be my Traditions Flooring impact player.
Flipping over to the Tift County defense, trying to defend that offense, I'm going to look no further than number 19, Tristan Ross. He is a senior leader, defensive back. The name may or may not sound familiar to you. This game last year, Bill, one of the key moments of the game that helped the Tift County Blue Devils win were the two interceptions that Tristan had against the Vikings. He also had three tackles against our team last year. That was the third on the night. And number 19, a senior leader for them, Tristan Ross, with how much we're throwing the ball now and hopefully our ability to get the run game into the second level. How is Tristan Ross going to play tonight? Who is he going to be matching up against? Is he going to be the guy that they put on Xavier? Or is he going to be the guy that maybe they put on Tavon or your impact player, Dylan Roberts? Keep an eye for the Tift County Blue Devils, number 19, Tristan Ross, senior DB.
Well, I mean, it's an excellent choice. I mean, there's also on the defensive line, I've got to mention his name, JT Graydon. I mean, this is a guy, a senior on the defensive line. He has been an instrumental in how they have rushed into the backfield. And I think he will make an impact tonight. But Zach Abbott, again, looking back at last year, 11 total tackles against the Vikings last year at Martin Stadium. He is a junior. Zach Abbott comes from a very good bloodline, if you will. His dad was a linebacker at Florida State University. He's had two older brothers that have come through this program, good baseball players, great football players, and they have just continued on. And Zach Abbott is no different, except that he's a little bigger than his older brothers, and he plays a little more intense. So look out for number 9, Zach Abbott, a junior defensive back and linebacker.
Thank you, Bill. That wraps up our Traditions Flooring Coaches Interview segment. We want to thank Traditions Flooring for sponsoring that. Remember, make an impact on your home by choosing Traditions Flooring. You are listening to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this two-minute break.
And welcome back to the Southwest Georgia Bank. Countdown to kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne. Down on the field is Taylor Biddle. We are live at Brody Field here in Tifton, Georgia. And it's senior night here at the Tift County High School as they're announcing the senior football players. They'll have the senior ROTC, the senior cheerleaders. I don't know that they actually introduced the senior band members tonight. I don't see them on the field, but they are going through those seniors tonight. And I know quite a few of them have been watching and following a lot of these guys over the years as we'll continue to watch them down here on the field tonight. Our Vikings are in this position very similar to what we were last year, and that is needing a win to find your way into the playoffs. We know that with a win, we stand a very good chance, you know, of making it into the playoffs. There's a weird little scenario that you couldn't even with a win. But it's still a foregone conclusion, though, that if you can get this win tonight, you can open up the doors and find your way into the playoffs. And that's the key. We talk about it all the time. It's just sometimes all you need is that one opportunity to get into it. Just to kind of touch about the brackets coming up, Region 1 will play Region 4. And the way that matchup looks like right now is that if we end up in that 3 or 4 spot, you're going to be playing probably Hillgrove or McEachran next Friday night. We hope, Taylor, that's kind of where we're headed. I hope that's what we're going to be looking at next week after tonight.
Yeah, I really don't care which team that is. I just want to have a ticket to the dance, Bill. And we know that if you're not the one or two spot, you're really going to be probably traveling to Atlanta a lot. And listen, anything can happen once you make it in the playoffs. We just got to get there first. We got to take care of business tonight against a very good Tiff County Blue Devil team. And let the chips fall where they may, Bill.
Yeah, as we go through tonight, we'll talk a little more about what those scenarios might be because, I've got a whole page, and all it is scenarios of what happens, who can do what position you can end up in. The only guys right now in our region that guarantee their spot, that's Camden County and Colquitt County. They play each other tonight over in Camden County. The winner is the region champion, and the loser of that game is the number two seed coming out of this region. Talk a little bit about that game. We got a few minutes, Taylor. That's going to be, I think, Camden has a very good opportunity at home and how they play with that wing tee. They can beat Colquitt.
Yeah, you look at that matchup since Camden's been in our region the last couple years. With the exception of last year, Camden has really had the opportunity to beat Colquitt a lot. They run that ball control offense that the Vikings are so used to in previous years. And the way to beat Colquitt, I think, is good sound defense, which Camden does play, and ball control to keep the offense off the field for the Colquitt County Packers. And, that's a long drive, you know.
Yeah.
So how does that play into effect? Did Colquitt go spend the night in a hotel somewhere in Brunswick or, Jacksonville? Who knows, but I wouldn't put it past them if they'd have done that. And, it's going to be, it wouldn't surprise me if we hear some updated scores, and that's a very, very tight ball game.
It will be. The other game going on in our region is the Valdosta Wildcats and the Lee County Trojans. That'll be at Bazemore Hyder tonight. That'll be an 8 o'clock kickoff, so they'll be slightly behind us with our 7:30 kickoff. What are your thoughts on that game over at Bazemore tonight?
Well, you're looking at that game, too, and neither team there has clinched a playoff spot. So
right.
It's much like this game here, Bill, and the quarterback, I believe, of Lee County is still out. I could be wrong there. Seth Schumann had a very good ball game against us, and I think he can do the same thing against Lee. They're going to be keeping an eye on every other game in the region as well and trying to put up as many points as they can because points are going to matter in that ball game.
Yeah,
Lee gave up 42 against the Vikings. So if we were to win tonight and get in some kind of tie, they got to overcome a 42-point difference a 42-point underdog that they are to us now. So I think both teams over there at Bazemore Hyder are going to be trying to score as many points as possible, but both teams over there are going to be trying to win and try to assure themselves a playoff spot as well.
Well, I think the key there is Valdosta. They hold the key to their number three spot. They get a win, and they're in the playoffs. They pretty well control their own destiny. They've got two wins in the region, and a third win would just about, give them that number three spot, and then the rest of us would be fighting for the number four spot, and we'll find out more as tonight's games go on between these other three teams.
Bill, you know, I always like to take time and recognize the uniforms and what everybody's wearing. Tift County, like we said, has changed their uniforms from what they had in the previous years. They'll be wearing the white pants tonight with the blue uniforms. They went back to the droopy T on the helmet, and your Vikings are going to be coming out in their normal away attire with the crimson breeches and the white uniforms. And the radio crew tonight is going to be wearing R.L. Martin and Company, Peter Millar shirts. Thank you to R.L. Martin and all those guys over at Only Options and R.L. Martin for dressing us to the nines tonight. And, you know, it's here, Bill. It's do or die time for the Vikings.
Well, as I look across the field and I do look at the Tift County Blue Devils and uniforms tonight, they have white numbers that are outlined. They're not completely filled in. Our big guy tonight, we're going to have to probably prompt him on a few numbers. It is a little difficult to see some of those numbers, and what I mean by that is they're a dark blue jersey, and there's just a white thin line that outlines the number in blue. So it's going to be a little difficult sometimes to maybe catch those numbers. So I'm sure we'll rely on your eyes down close on the field sometimes if we're not able to pick up those numbers. They are just finishing. They've done all the football players. They have done all of the senior cheerleaders. Now they're doing the senior ROTC members. And I don't see the band, so I don't believe they'll be doing the senior band members. We're going to take another two-minute break here on the Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kick off. When we come back, Wes James has joined us in the press box. We'll get his thoughts as he's been down on the field talking to the coaches and some of the players and see what his thoughts are as we go into this final regular season game of the 2015 season. We're going to take a two-minute break here on the Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kick off. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to the Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kickoff. We are live at Brody Field here in Tifton, Georgia, as our Lions High Vikings prepare to take on the Tift County Blue Devils in the final game, final regular season game of the 2015 season. And for one of these teams tonight, it's going to be the final game most likely. So the Vikings want to get that win tonight, and as Taylor says, and I like that analogy, get a ticket to the dance, and then we'll see where we can go from there. Been down on the field is Wes James. Wes has come up into the press box with us. Wes, we haven't been to Tift County in about 3 years now just because of the way the rotation has happened. What was it like on the field tonight?
Well, I didn't spend as much time talking with the coaches and players as I normally do. The reason being, everybody was so focused and intent on what they were doing. There was absolutely no, and I say smiling faces, there was no, we're here to play foot. You know, we're here, let's, you know, play football. It was very, Bill, I'm trying to search for the word I'm looking for. It was very businesslike.
Yeah.
And I mean, when I say businesslike, it very stern businesslike. Everybody was, you could see the intensity. And now how that will relate when we get out on the field and stuff like that, I don't know. But we do know we've got to play. And we do know that, as I said in the scene setter, only one time in Coach Mack's career have we lost here at TIFF, and that was in 06. And so history's on our side.
Well, we hope so. I mean, we talked about this earlier, the history between Lowndes High and Tift County. As we said, tonight is the 50th meeting between these two teams since 1968. And, you know, pretty evenly matched. Lowndes does lead in the series 26-23. But in the last few years since 1995, we're 17-3. And those three losses, though, have come in 2006 here, in 2010 at home. But we had already clinched the region championship that year in 2010. And it's like we fell asleep. We lost that game 10-7. And then, of course, last year over at Martin Stadium, a 35-28 overtime loss for our Vikings that kept us out of the playoffs. And that's got to sting a little bit to this Lowndes High Viking team, because a lot of these guys were on that team last year. They remember that feeling. And I hope that our seniors can rally around that and find an opportunity tonight to be able to come out with a win and push ourselves into the playoff. Is that kind of the feeling you're getting down on the field as well, Taylor?
Absolutely, Bill. I mean, I think we know the importance of this ball game tonight. And, you know, a lot of these kids were on this ball club last year when we had the same scenario where you got to win the ball game to get in the playoff. And Tift County came out, tied the ball game up, and took it to overtime, and were able to beat us in overtime. So that's fresh on everybody's mind, and I don't think we want to go through that again this year. I think the key tonight is for us is to get out early offensively and hold them defensively pretty quick. But even if you do that, look back to last week where they were losing 31-6, I believe, 31-3, something like that against Colquitt. Tiff County offense put on some points really quick, and we're able to get that game back and within striking distance. So this is a Tiff County ball club that we're going to have to play the whole four quarters. I mean, no question about it. Got to play four quarters. But I agree with everything you just said, Bill.
Yeah, I think if you go back to last year as well, we talk about how Tiff County came back against our Vikings. We were leading, and it was in the fourth quarter that Tiff County scored two touchdowns to go up and tie the ball game. So in that fourth quarter last year is where they came on and got tied with us as well, and then, of course, scored seven in the overtime to beat us 35-28. This is a team, no matter who the coach is, they don't give up. They play that full 48 minutes.
Absolutely, and I think this team is really rallying around Coach Anders. I get the feeling I have a friend that's on the Tiff County staff, and he mentioned that in off the air when I was talking to him earlier. The community, the coaching staff, they're really gelling together, and the kids want to play for Coach Anders. And not to say they didn't for Coach Reed last year, but this is a well-coached ball club when you look at Coach Anders and his staff that assembled. So it's going to be tough for us tonight. We're going to have to play four quarters, like I said, but it's a winnable ball game for us. If we come out and play like we did against Lee County, Newton, even some points in the Roswell game, if we come out and play strong, that I think we might have an opportunity to win the ball game tonight.
Taylor, you were talking about Coach Anders. You know him from his days at VSU, and the energy that he can that he brings and he projects to the players and to the defense. And when he got named head coach here, I gave him a call and talked to him that very day, and you could hear the excitement. And even down here talking to some of his assistant coaches that I knew from Sherrard Reynolds and of course T Money, who was at Lowndes, and a guy Isaac Alford, who played for the Georgia Firebirds, a semi-pro team here. These guys are on his staff. How excited they are to work for him, and they talk about what a good man he is and how he's always looking for the positive out of his players. When you project that, your players see that, your players feed off that, and they want to play. And that's what happened last Friday night. They came out, against Colquitt, and Collier threw for 411 yards and three touchdowns. And a guy, Merriweather, as Bill and I talked earlier, a guy named R.J. Merriweather, who Bill only had like maybe 300 yards all year long, had 248 yards and three touchdowns last week. They build enthusiasm, and they know they can play with anybody. And we have got to come out and stop them, and we've got to stop them early, and we've got to get on the board early.
Yeah, and you made a comment about T-Money. For those of you all that have followed Lowndes High football for a number of years, we're talking about Tavares Williams, wore number 11 for Lowndes. He was part of that 3-state championship and 4-year run, and I got a chance to go down early tonight and talk to he and Darriott Perry and took a picture of the two of them. And you remember my old saying, I see you, DP, and I see you, T-Money.
Yep.
So, both of them, it's just a great night to see both of them together, one in a Lowndes shirt, one in a Tiff County Blue Devil shirt. But just a great night to see both of those together. And they have, what great young men they have become, and how well they have fit into their coaching staffs as well.
Guys, my memory of some of this stadium are some of the returns that Greg Reed had, 101-yard, 105-yard, whatever it was, return. But they're about to do the national anthem and the prayer. If you're listening to Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff, we're going to take a 3-minute break here on the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. We'll be right back after this break.
What a great rendition of the national anthem here at Tiff County High School. One of their senior choir members as they opened up tonight's game with the national anthem here at Brody Field. We are just moments away now from kickoff in game number 10 of the 2015 season for both of these football teams, as we've talked about it all through the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff about what this game means to both teams. A win, and you stand a chance of getting into the playoffs. A better chance for Lowndes to do it because you'd have two wins in the region. But a Tiff County win, a Lee County win, and some other things that can happen, points. There's so many different things that can happen. There's not a team that's mathematically out of this thing yet. So the Vikings have got to take care of business, get ready to do what they know that they can do, and that's all they can control, Wes, is to win the game. Win the game. Let everything else happen that happens after that.
You're right. I mean, that's as Taylor said, punch your ticket to the dance. Win the ball game. You don't have to worry about anything else. That's all you've got to do is come out and win. It doesn't matter if you win by one, if you win by 45, just come out and win.
Yeah, we could stand to like a 18-17 win. Is that the kind of deal we're looking for to make sure we get those points in there?
I mean, I'll take a 3-0. I really don't care 2-0 as long as we get a win tonight. I was mentioning earlier, I remember some famous calls that you guys made, Greg Reed years, the big fumble recovery in the end zone that were very instrumental here. And I think we're going to need some big plays tonight. We are going to need some big plays tonight. And you look back just to last week, Michael Barrett had a big play tonight. They tried to spark it. Is he going to be able to make some plays tonight for us on offense?
All right. Taylor's going to go out onto the field and get at the coin toss. We'll get the team captains for you as our spotters are getting those written down for us right now. One change, Brandon Buford not wearing 76 tonight. He's wearing 81.
81. Bill, while Taylor Biddle was talking about 105 touchdown return, you know which one I remember?
The one you sang goodbye, Greg, right?
99 yards from that end after Kenny Durden intercepted the pass at the one. Give us our captain, Sailor Stubbs.
All right, our captain tonight for the Lyons County Vikings, number 2, Austin Dixon, number 70, Trevon Wilmer, number 74, Tadrique Adams, number 81, Brandon Buford. Ben for the Tipton Blue Devils, number 32, Barry Bennett, number 46, DeMarcus Snow, number 54, David Scarborough, and number...
Bill, stop, look, listen, here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
And the last captain for the Tipton
Blue Devils. What do you call?
Heads. By drawing in. His heads. You want the ball?
Yes.
Let's see. What goal you want to defend? Put your back there. Look. Turn the face this way, guys.
Guys, we won the toss, and we want to set the tone early. We're going to take it.
There you go, Taylor. Want to thank everybody for joining us here on the Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kickoff. And for all your play-by-play action, we're going to turn it over to the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
And we thank you, Bill Osborne. We are here in Tipton, Georgia. Brody Field, what they call the Devil's Den, where I just saw a picture of a very young, young Bill Osborne as he sang the national anthem here many, 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 many years.
It's going to be at least 33 years ago. My senior year, I was fortunate enough to be selected to sing the national anthem at the opening game of the season that year, and along with a fellow classmate, Lorna, who is a teacher here at Tift County High School, we sang the national anthem, and I've still got that picture, and somebody found it somewhere, sent it on my Facebook, of course, and that's where I found it as well. But yeah, that was about 33 years ago.
And Bill, you know, folks can say, well, Bill Osborne graduated from Tifton, Wes is from North Carolina, but you know one thing nobody could ever question?
What's that?
That's our loyalty, our desire, and our love for our Lyons High Vikings.
Here we really are. It's been a passion now for the last 15 years or so for each of us. So.